Chapter 30. Little Crow Speaks. Standing atop Bear Butte, my eyes gazed out over the lands far below my vantage point. The wind blew in from the north, and all about me everything was in movement, along with my spirit. It was a very special time for me, for this was the time of my 7th vision quest. It had been a long and lonely journey this time for my spirit and me, for the pathway lay hidden, covered over by the tailings of all those who came this way in more recent times. But so few are aware of the proper reasons. The grandfathers sang on this night, and the thunder of their drums rumbled across the darkened skies, eventually fading away far off into the distant universe. Suddenly I was lifted. It sounds like the start of a wonderful story. A story about America's favorite pastime, American Indians. And in particular, it sets the scene for what so many feel to be the ultimate experience, a vision quest, which somehow will bring knowledge. I was born, Little Crow, in the year 1933, a Dakota Lakota. I was returned to this earth plane only to share an infinite message with all life forms at the proper time. Permission to do so came during the early morning hours of January 5, 1987. To set the stage for this event were 22 strikes of lightning, ending at exactly 2:22 a.m. My spiritual number is 22. I share with you now the following information as it has been given for me to only remember over these many spans of time. I do not feel the need to support any of this information with any other written data or readings. For the source of this information is the same for everyone. This source, as we shall refer to it, has always been and will always be, with no beginning and no end. It extends out beyond itself and comes back to form the sacred circle, infinity. We are travelers from unimagined regions of the universe with homelands in many places. This planet and the surrounding ones are the most recent stopping off places in this current form. Once more to act out the responsibilities of our selective realities, those being to accept who we are. No more. No less. Our ability to travel is determined by our faith and nothing more. For all of the progress we have made on this plane, we are still only able to move the physical properties of our being. It is sometimes hard to imagine our first journey unto this place, this Mother Earth. And what of God? To the many peoples of this planet, there have been offered hundreds of explanations of the who's, what's, where's, and the why's of God. Different religions have fought countless battles over whose truths should be accepted. Millions of souls have been forced into unnecessary vibrational changes in the name of God and conversions. Countries and lands have been stolen and destroyed in the name of God. Leaders have ranted and raved throughout our brief history on this planet, forcing into our human mindset a system of fear and guilt. This guilt being so strong that humans had to devise various ways of escape, all self-destructive and utterly confusing. Separation from the concept of God became the reality of the human being. Removal from center of the source of all things left mankind struggling and blinded by age-old analogies concerning God. Many came among the people, pulling them in separate groups, turning them one against the other, using the written word to convince them of their superiority of one over the other. Darkness reigned and reigns yet. There are examples upon examples, and we could go on forever, seeing on the passing screen all that has occurred and the effect that these things have had upon the entire and related universe. The answer has always been simple and within our grasp, if only we were willing to take the responsibilities of our creative spirits. You are of God and God is of you. The existence of God is only possible by our own existence. The maximum power of God at any one time is only in direct ratio to the numbers who have accepted their responsibilities of living within this concept. There was no beginning and there is no end. We, our God self, have been and will be, forever. We as humankind will exist in this vibrational form only as long as it takes for us to realize our relationships and our ultimate powers. Dimensions have only been a creation, in concept, of mankind, and a pretty confused one at that. What it has done is to serve as a fuel for the fires of ignorance, hatred, greed, destruction, and all of those wonderful things which we as human beings have continued to hold up for our children to emulate. This has forced them to run faster and faster, all in pursuit of golden idols, running from God instead of towards God. We are all from the same source, we are that source, we are the God we seek. He even tells us he abides within. How can we not see the simplicity of this fact? We seek outside of ourselves what is within. No one is better or worse, we are the same, only in other forms. The time has now come to remove all of the stupid man-made barriers to the pathways of acceptance and balance. There were no dimensions or separations of man from man created by God, only those we have created against ourselves. It is time to awaken. We are related to each and everything that ever has been or that will ever be. It is not only in the spiritual connection of which we speak, but it also refers to our physical connections as well. This is to say that each and everything that we do affects everything else within the universe to the same degree that things which occur in the universe affects our current vibrational forms. This in simplest terms means that we are responsible to everything else for each and everything that we think or do. This is surely similar to the overall responsibility that we mistakenly attempt to put upon the shoulders of the mythical, man-made God that we have necessity in creating. Everything is your relative and your responsibility. That is all and nothing more. By the way, there are no greater rewards for anyone who comes to this conclusion, only discomfort and fitful nights of restless sleep. So put aside all of the self-indulging misconceptions that God created man to self-indulgently rule over anything or anyone. We must stop preaching division, and let us get on with the business at hand, our God responsibilities, to all of our relations. We have brought the world and its relative, the entire universe, to the point of destruction, self-destruction. When the Big Bang goes down, it won't be because of the Russians, or the Arabs, or anyone else. It will be because of our own selves. Nothing more and nothing less. We have such a dimension, perception that it has done nothing but keep us blinded and confused as to our real purpose. It has served to turn us outward against all things that don't act, think, look, or worship like we do. We have wasted so much time buried in fragmentation that we have totally lost sight of our spiritual reality. Is it any wonder that our prayers are not heard? We are too busy praying for ourselves to even be able to receive a response. We become selfish, rude, and worst of all, doubtful of our very beings. Is it any wonder that we haven't been able to remember anything of importance? It is time for all of us to come together in the reality of our beings and return the earth to the condition in which we found it. I give no consideration as to just when you got here. It remains your responsibility just as much as it is mine. It makes no difference who caused what. Please don't waste conversation on the economics of everything. Argument, it doesn't matter anymore. What does make a difference is our ability to get ourselves together and correct what we have done. We perhaps could if we really wanted to. But it would call for all of us to come together and work out this dilemma. All colors of beings must accomplish this. Sit is the responsibility of all colors of beings. All mindsets of beings must come together and work together, and all of us must come together, now. We come from the same place and to that place we shall in time return, but only after we have met our commitments and responsibilities, not before. Certainly not before anyone else because we have been a better Jew, Catholic, Christian, pagan or anything else that we care to utilize in an attempt to try and slide by. As the vision said, God will only exist when mankind accepts the fact that the spark within them is indeed the God self. Are we capable of seeing the reality of God? For all my relations, Aho. Little Crow. Excerpt, Sipapu Odyssey.